Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. Danny Hall here on 100.9 WIFM, and we're welcoming to our program today from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Wilkes County Center, Judy West, Extension Agent in Family and Consumer Science. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I sure hope you are.
Yes, doing great.
It's a pleasure to welcome you to the program, and we have a really cool topic today. We're going to talk about watermelon facts, and of course, I love watermelons, and I think, well, everybody I know does, so it's good to learn some facts. I understand that just not that long ago, it was National Watermelon Day, is that right?
Yes, August 3rd is considered a National Watermelon Day.
Okay, does that mean we get to eat as much watermelon as we want on that
day? I'm
not
sure what all of these food holidays mean, but I think it does give us an opportunity to celebrate whatever food we're celebrating, whatever day.
I'm going to guess that you know a whole lot about watermelon, so I was hoping maybe we could do a little quiz and just find out today. Is that all right? Maybe find
sure.
out how little I do know. Let's start with the true-false. Is this true or false, Judy? An uncut whole watermelon should be refrigerated.
And that would be false. Uncut whole watermelon can be kept in a cool, dry place, and it doesn't have to be refrigerated. Stored this way, a watermelon's going to keep around 7 to 10 days at room temperature. But once you cut the watermelon, the leftover watermelon should be covered and refrigerated. And you want to use that cut watermelon within 5 days.
Okay, but even the uncut one sort of needs to be in a cool place, right?
Not,
yes. You don't want to sit out on
cool,
sun porch.
And I mean, it doesn't mean you can't put it in the refrigerator, but
right.
it doesn't
yeah.
have to
it's
be.
Not necessary.
And most of us like to keep it in a refrigerator to get it cold before we cut it. Because I love cold watermelon.
Yes, absolutely. Well, since we don't eat the rind, you don't need to wash the outside of the watermelon before cutting it, true or false?
That's a false.
Uh-huh.
The outside rind of the watermelon should always be washed before you cut into it because you can find bacteria on the outside, and once you cut it, that bacteria could be transferred to the interior when you cut it. So before you slice up the watermelon, be sure to wash your hands good and then wash the melon under cold running water. And sometimes you might need to use like a really soft, clean brush to help you get off any excess dirt.
Okay. Yeah. Good idea. Well, I hadn't thought of that because like most people, it's like, oh, I don't eat that part, so.
Exactly.
But it's
just,
the transfer.
Cut right into it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I've even heard people say, well, I cut it right in the field when I pick it or right in the garden.
So. I have to say I'm guilty of that too.
yes. I think a lot of us would be.
Our guest today is Judy West. Judy's with the Cooperative Extension Service in Wilkes County. We're talking watermelon facts, and Judy is enlightening me today on a lot of things with our true-false quiz. The red pigment in watermelon, that's a good source of phytochemical lycopene. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay, wow.
Yes.
And that means what?
True.
And what does that mean?
And that is a nutrient that in some studies have shown that can actually reduce risk of certain cancers, but we have to be careful about that.
I
think it's a very good nutrient. It's something that we need, but in terms of studies, I think some of those are inconclusive, but some are showing that it might have a reduced risk in certain cancers. And the redder the melon, the more lycopene it contains.
Oh, okay.
It's an you've heard antioxidant.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so that's going to be good for you either way.
Yes.
The belly of a ripe watermelon, now that should be yellow, is that right?
That is true.
Oh, it is, okay.
That is true. A yellowish spot on the underside or the belly of the watermelon indicates that it's ripe. So we don't always necessarily have to thump that watermelon. If we can look to see if there's a yellowish spot, it should not be white or green. And so if it is, it means that it might be underripe.
Why do we thump it?
I don't know. That's what I've always done until recently, but I'm not sure. I think my father always did that.
I grew up doing it too. Supposedly it's you're supposed to be able to tell by the sound whether it's. I don't think
right. It's yes, like, I think the sound.
It's like kicking a tire. I don't know why we do that either. It's either flat
right,
or it has
exactly.
It's flat or it has air in it. So I don't know.
I know. It's interesting.
Okay.
So I thought that was an interesting fact.
It really is, and one that sort of surprises me, I think. Judy West is our guest. We're talking watermelon facts. Now, like the name implies, watermelon, mostly of water. I'm going to say true there. Is that, would that be true?
That is true.
Ah,
it's 92% water.
Wow.
So that's really good because that makes it very light in calories,
mm-hmm.
and it's a good tool for proper hydration.
Yep.
So it would help hydrate by eating watermelon.
Probably.
A 2-cup serving of watermelon actually contains only 80 calories.
Wow.
And it counts for 2 servings of fruit.
But remember, it's mostly water, so don't eat it right before you go to bed, probably.
Right, exactly, exactly. Or if you're on a long trip.
You're going to be in the car for a while. That's
right.
Watermelon does not really have any nutritional value. That's true or false? I'm going to say from what you've just told me that that would be false.
That is false, Dan.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Watermelon is an excellent source of vitamins A and C. 2-cup serving provides 25% of daily needed vitamin C.
Oh, great.
And 30% of your needed vitamin A.
Wow.
And believe it or not, it's also a good source of vitamin B6 and contains 1 gram of fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And 20 grams of natural sugar.
Wow. So that 8% that's not water got a lot of good stuff in it.
Exactly. Just good all the way around.
Yeah, it is.
Water's good for us, too.
Sure, absolutely. Watermelon, a good source of potassium and sodium? False?
That is false.
Okay, good.
That is false. Although it's a good source of potassium,
mm-hmm.
it is low in sodium.
Mm-hmm.
With 0 fat and 0 cholesterol.
We like it.
So it is a good source of potassium.
Oh, okay.
It is, and it's low in sodium.
Could you, Judy, share maybe some other interesting facts about watermelon? You have any handy?
Well, do you have any idea what the heaviest watermelon weighed out? Because watermelons can be very large.
I'm going to say...
Used, a lot of times people enter them in fairs.
Mm-hmm,
so do
yep.
you have any idea?
I'm going to say
what the heaviest watermelon weighed?
60 pounds. That's my
guess. Go up one a lot, actually.
80?
Up.
Come on now.
262 pounds,
no.
according to the Guinness Book of World Records.
200?
There might be a larger one out there. They just haven't entered it.
262 pounds?
262 pounds, according to the Guinness Book of World Records.
Wow. That's. Do you know where that was raised?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, man.
I'd have to look that up, but we might find it on the website.
Mm-hmm.
www.watermelon.org. We might find it there.
Do you think, now, this is a silly question, and I know people do raise things in an effort to get them as big and to win prizes and stuff. Would a watermelon that size actually be good to eat?
That's a good question. I'm not sure about that.
Wow.
I wouldn't know how to answer that. I'm not sure.
I wouldn't know.
That's huge.
You'd need a chainsaw to cut into it, right?
I know. There's also around 300 different kinds of watermelon.
Wow.
In the U.S. and the Mexico. You can find red, pink, white, yellow, different shapes and sizes.
We don't, Judy, around here, we don't really, I guess the only, in general, the way we raise watermelons around here is just through gardening, right? I mean, there aren't a lot of watermelon growers in this part of the country, are there?
To my knowledge, in the surrounding counties,
yeah.
to my knowledge, there's not. But now that's, to my knowledge, I'm not sure on that one either.
Okay.
Mostly, I would say, in gardens.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we have any major watermelon producers.
When watermelons ripen, it's a favorite time for me because I do love them, and it's good to know that in many ways they're good for you. So that's
right.
great.
Very good.
Well, Judy, thanks for sharing with us today. Facts, I guess if folks want to know more or want to just talk to you about what we talked about today, they can call you at your office, right?
Yes, they certainly can. And if it's not about watermelon, if they want facts about other foods, you know, I think... In exploring this food holiday, I realized there's a holiday for practically every food. So if we want more interesting facts about food and nutrition, definitely give Cooperative Extension a call.
I want to talk to you too, Judy, when it's National Snickers Day.
National Snickers Day?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you and I may have to declare that day.
Okay. Hey, that's a good idea.
Maybe that's another topic we can talk about, how to declare a food holiday.
Oh, man, that would be a great topic. Well, let's think about that down the line. What's your number at your office, Judy?
All right. My number at the office is 336-651-7347.
Terrific. Extension agent, Family and Consumer Science with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service in Wilkes County. Judy West. West, thank you so very much for sharing with us today. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and I look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Okay, thank you, Danny.
And folks, thanks for joining us right here on WIFM for Extension Today.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.